friends and neighbors. I am Timothy Spangler. Want to welcome you all back to this, our second hour this evening of The Bigger Picture, the show that asks the big, big questions about the world we live in. Coming to you live and local every Sunday evening here on AM 870, The Answer in beautiful Southern California, beautiful Los Angeles. Our phone lines are open, 866-870-5752. And that music, friends and neighbors, gives it away. Our featured guest this week is an amazing actor. You've seen him in many, many, many things, but you probably know him best, and you probably recognized him first in his role as Pauly in the Rocky film and all of its sequels. We're joined on the line now by our featured guest this week, Burt Young. Burt, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Glad to have you on. We got so many questions to ask about your career, so many questions to ask about the amazing project that you're working on now here in Southern California. But I got to start off by asking you, New Year's was a week ago, a little bit more than a week ago. Did you make any New Year's resolutions that you'd like to share with our audience? Anything that you decided to kick off the year with a great New Year's resolution?
No, I really have not, but want me to make up one for you?
No, you don't have to, because I'm not a big fan. I'm personally not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I think if you realize
you need to make a resolution, you make it any time.
Right.
There needs to be made.
365 days a year to make resolutions. And the other thing I want to ask you is obviously the Golden Globes were today, and we've been getting some of our callers calling in talking about Meryl Streep gave a speech today. She got a Lifetime Achievement Award, made some political comments. Now, I didn't want to draw you out, Bert, on your personal politics, but as a general rule about actors making political assessments, are you big on that? Have you in your career gone out and said things about headlines?
No, I think you make a platform in one direction, stay on that platform. That's what I feel. I'm not that savvy, to interlope,
Well, I mean, you take on a lot of responsibility, I think, when you do. If you're going to go out and say this president's good or this president's bad or this war's good, this war's bad, you got to be able to back that up. And I think there are a lot of actors in Hollywood who seem very comfortable doing it.
And you take your popularity in your hands, because I know people who don't like actors because of their political views. I mean, why do that to yourself?
Well, what can I say? Yeah. Again, what I said earlier just now, that go get a part. Go do a part. Do a movie. Do a play. Let your wishes and love show through your characterization.
Amen. Right. You let everything that you feel through your art. You express yourself through your art, right?
Yeah, you got a great opportunity. I mean, the roles that you've been in, Bert, over the years. I mean, obviously, Pauly in the Rocky films, but so much else you've done. I mean, that's a rare opportunity for you to make a real personal connection with people. And I've got to ask you, though, about your role as Pauly. I'm sure you travel around the world to do lots of different things professionally and personally. Do you get recognized in like South Africa and China and all far and near? Do people just recognize you and walk up to you and say, Pauly, is it still a role that people around the world associate you with?
Well, they love Pauly. They love Rocky. Rocky is the guy. He invented a great platform for us all. And that's what, I'm happy to be a part of that bridge,
Such a huge role.
Oh, and so many roles. Gosh, I mean, it's not fair to just link you with Pauly. You were once upon a time in America. You were in Chinatown. You were in the Rockford Files, for crying out loud. We're a big fan of the Rockford Files.
Oh, huge fan.
He's a nice man, James Garner. Very nice. Me too. I'm a big fan.
And one great film that you were in that was a big friend of ours, we're big fans of, is Back to School. You were in Back to School.
Right. That was great. Yes. That was awesome.
Rodney Dangerfield. That was great fun.
Now, I've got to ask you about the new project that you're working on now, Bert. It's a great play here. It's at the Zephyr Theater on Melrose. It's called The Last Vig. What can you tell us about this play that you're involved in?
It's a strong piece of writing, very strong. And the director gathered, the director who was the writer, he gathered like five very, very good actors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're rehearsing here right now. And I'm so pleased to be around these guys. The only sad part, there's not one woman in the play.
Not one?
Oh, wow.
Not one woman.
It's like Lawrence of Arabia. No women.
Well, maybe someone in the fans. The fan might jump on the stage. You know?
Well, we'll look forward to that. So what do you play? What's your role among the five characters? What's your role?
I'm Big Joe. I'm the boss of this seaweed crew, you know.
Okay.
But the crew, the play itself, it's just not like the underbelly of life. It could be put into politics. It's written so well.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And exciting, too.
And do you feel, I mean, obviously people used to talk about the Godfather when we talk about crime families and mob bosses and things like that. But now, is it really Sopranos? When you go up and you do a piece like this, do you have to think about it, how to make it different, what to use and what not use? Do you find that Sopranos casts a little bit of a shadow over how you play these sorts of roles now?
No, I don't think that way. I try to see what the author was hoping, and I look and I read and I relax and I see what I'd like to do for the project, for myself, and for the character. Everything else is by the way, you know.
Well, that's great. That's a great philosophy to have. And so the play, is it fair to say, is it a comedy? Is it a drama? How would you, for our listeners out there, to understand whether they might want to go and see it, how would you describe the type of play it is?
I think it's a comedy, but a comedy with singed edges on the sides.
Yeah.
It's a comedy that takes you maybe into a little despair at the end, but it's a comedy. We're very well written. It's going to be well performed, you know. I'm pleased to be part of it.
No doubt it'll be well performed, right?
We know that. Now yeah. I got to ask the question: Do you get a lot of these scripts, a lot of roles that are mobster, Italian gangster? Is that something that you see a lot? And if so, why did you pick Last Vig to be one of the roles that you take?
Well, number one, he came to visit me in Long Island. He flew all the way in to talk me into it.
Wow.
The director, the writer. That's a big plus.
It's nice to be wanted. It's nice to show that people actually want
it. That helps a lot. And they actually wanted to pay me a couple of dollars, too.
Oh, that helps a lot, too.
That helps a lot, too.
Thank you.
Now, it sounds like a phenomenal play. And just for our listeners, let me give them the details on it. The name of the play is Last Vig. It opens, am I correct, Bert? It opens January 14th. Is that still the right date?
Yes.
At the Zephyr.
It's vigorous. You know what that means?
I think I do. Isn't the vigorous, that's the interest that you pay on your loan?
You got it.
Right. And it's usually a very, very, very large number.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it depends. Yes, I guess so. And so when you borrow money from a Shylock, you're going to be paying.
Oh, yeah. Wow. One way or another.
You might be paying for a long time.
Now, it sounds like a phenomenal play. The Last Vig, Zephyr Theater on Melrose, set for a six-week run. I just want to say for all of our listeners on Facebook today and on Twitter, everyone's been posting and tweeting how much they love your body of work. I want to thank you so much, Bert Young, for being a guest on our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, very much. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, friends and neighbors. Bert Young, living actoral legend on The Bigger Picture. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back with more callers, more content, more of you, friends and neighbors, in just 2 minutes' time.